2 years prior to his assassination, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. visited the University of Rhode Island and would later inspire change on campus. In 1968, in response to King's death, the university established a special admissions program for local students from disadvantaged backgrounds and students of color.
Upon Dr. King's assassination, that programs like Talent Development were started to give the students an opportunity to attend their four-year institution.
That's director of URI's Talent Development Program, Gerald Williams. He says the program has grown from 13 students to more than 1,000. The students participate in a special summer session and work with an advisor and mentors to try and help them feel more comfortable on campus and succeed in their studies. And Williams says talent development students have played a significant role on campus, from participating in protests and dialogue to inspiring student requests for a freestanding multicultural student center and a gender and sexuality center.
And for the university to have acknowledged that says a great deal about the university as it relates to students and student needs. And I think the other biggest thing that occurred is the chief diversity officer.
The role of chief diversity officer is currently filled by Naomi Thompson. She says URI is making efforts to diversify its faculty. In the last 3 years, Thompson says the university has hired more than 40 faculty members of color into tenure-track positions.
We are moving the needle, but there's still more work to be done. And just because we can add the numbers doesn't necessarily mean we are where we want to be with climate. And so that's a constant work that we have to be engaged in.
Both Thompson and Williams agree that the university has made diversity a high priority and is working to make campus more welcoming to more people. Williams points to the two new student service centers as an example of how the university has listened to calls from students who said they needed spaces dedicated to diversity and gender and sexuality.
And I think that in itself allows the students to realize the importance of protest and the importance of doing it in a peaceful way. And that speaks to Martin Luther King.
And in the next 50 years, Williams says he hopes for more students to enroll in the talent development program. He'd like to give each one more financial assistance. And Thompson says she hopes diversity will remain a top priority for everyone at the university. Talia Blake, Rhode Island Public Radio.